paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Is that Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini on line 7, Ms. Garris? She says thumbs up. That's our own Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. Hi, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Sounded like there was something preliminary to that, though. Is there something else on your mind, Lou?
No. I just know you're calling, and I'm, you know, it's nothing like a good flooded basement to help you forget about a pandemic.
Well, now there's the glasses half full. There's
right?
The basement
full. This is what I was, you know, I was concerned about kind of in my world and the kinds of things that I talk about and try and help listeners and people to watch the TV show is the fact that, you know, there's a great quote by Robert Frost from years ago. He says, I can sum up everything I've learned about life in three words. It goes on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, you know, we're in this spring, we're in this rain. My gosh, it just never stopped raining. And I heard from people, you know, that I haven't heard from in a long time about, you know, sewer backups, you know, just the city sewers just completely overloaded and stuff coming up from the drains. And people just are not prepared. And now they're super frustrated. And, you know, you got everything else in the world going on. And now you got to worry about cleaning up your basement.
I was listening to Roy Spencer over the weekend, and he was describing somebody with window wells into their basement, and the wells were all just like waterfalls, cascading water into his basement. That's not a cracked basement. That's just the problem that the wells weren't properly sealed. And he said something I didn't know, that if your house is relatively new, last 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, they have to have drains at the bottom of those window wells that a lot of times get covered up with mud and rocks and gook. And if you clear that out, you might solve a problem for yourself. Who knew? I thought I'll bet Lou knew that, but I didn't know that.
Right. And I mean, and I think that, you know, John, the fact of the matter is that most of us, you know, I've talked about this forever, right? When you buy a house, you don't, you know, you get a mortgage. You get a mortgage and a tax bill, and you don't really get anything to understand how it all works.
Absolutely.
And and this is not a self-promotion thing, but when I wrote my first book years ago in 2000, you know, I wanted to write a book based on what to expect when you're expecting for the home so that people would understand that. I even talk about the window well thing. Nobody knows that there's drains in there.
I had no idea.
And what Roy talked about that is absolutely true. The ground is so saturated. The water, you know, envelops the top of the window well and just starts pouring in. Those drains are typically connected to your sump pump pit. But if they're clogged, the water can't get there. So it fills up like an aquarium and eventually ends up in your basement.
312-981-7200. Do you have a question for Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, now that you've got these either water issues or anxiety about it? Lou, is there a kind of... I remember one time had water coming in a basement, and I was like trying to patch it up as we go, literally, you know, finger in the dike sort of thing. And I was thinking, is there a sort of water cement that you like that, you know, is fast drying? They have these hydro cement products out there. What do you like?
Right. So hydraulic cement specifically. Uh-huh. Hydraulic cement is something you can buy at the hardware store or the home center that actually can be applied underwater or while water is coming in. But the problem with hydraulic cement is that if there's pressure coming in, you can't stop it. In other words, the force of it, it's not going to dry fast enough for it to hold and to, to keep the water at bay while it's coming in. I mean, there's just too much pressure. And so certainly when it's all done and the damage is done, you can come in and try and cut it out yourself and use that hydraulic cement. But it's just a surface prep, and it's not a long-term solution.
Mm. You see those infomercials for that sort of rubber content that they say they make a boat out of it?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Does that stuff work?
Have you been to Arizona, right, Steve?
Yeah. Got a bridge to sell me?
Can't sell you any oceanfront property there. I mean, that product is great. First of all, I wouldn't go in that boat, but that product is great short term. but it's not a long-term solution.
Okay, well, sometimes you only need short-term until Roy gets out there, you know?
Right. No, and that's true, too, is that, you know, the thing is that right now, I mean, my gosh, John, I just heard you talking about, you know, going to Best Buy, and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? You're running all over God's creation trying to find something to get you, you know, out of the short-term pain that's going on. I mean, the one thing that I will tell you, I mean, by now, hopefully most of this water has receded. But if there's water in that basement and it goes above any electrical outlets or anything like that, you shouldn't do not enter at all. And then let it recede. And then all those devices, and if we've got a water heater and a furnace, all that stuff has to be inspected. And there's a good chance it's all got to be replaced.
What about mold, Lou? Like, if I do get water in my basement, am I absolutely going to get mold, or do I have to paint with a certain kind of paint? Or if I dry it off in time, am I okay?
You're absolutely going to get mildew. You're not necessarily going to get mold. The one thing that you can do while you're waiting for all these different cleanup companies to come out here, you know, we talk about our friends over at Executive Green. They do this kind of cleanup.
Yeah.
If you have box fans, like the one thing that I would tell most people to do right now, if they've got water in their basements, go to the hardware store, the home center, and buy two or three of those Lasco box fans for $20. You can even find them at Walgreens, and put them down in there and turn them on high and get the air moving, because as that humidity and moisture sits down in there, that mildew that you will get will turn to mold if you don't get the air moving until you get some professional help. And if there are windows that you can open, even though the air is very humid right now, at least we're getting a lower humidity content from what's outside. That's what's in your basement, and that will help keep the mold at bay.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Lou Manfredini's on the phone line. Of course, you hear him weekends on WGN. He does the Sinatra show and plays records, and people really enjoy that. Let's. He also does the Mr. Fix-It show on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
I do.
And Dave Plyer. Dave does a great Sinatra show, which I love. Marie, you're on WGN Radio. Marie, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Good morning. Going back to the window well issue that you were just talking about, we are a city house, and we do have a staircase going off the back of the house, going down into our basement. There is a drain at the bottom of those, I would say, four or five steps going into that basement door.
Mm-hmm.
That oftentimes, during a rainstorm as we had yesterday, the force of the rain will bring leaves down to block the drain. Is there something we can do to prevent that rainwater from then seeping in the back door?
Well, first of all, is that drain connected to anything, or is it just it goes into a gravel like pit underneath the concrete?
That I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah. I had the same thing.
If you're in the city, how old is your home?
It's over 100 years old. It's probably 120 years old.
That drain, I will bet you dimes to dollars that drain is just gravel underneath there, and it's just going into the ground, and it's hoping that the ground just absorbs it.
Yeah.
Depending on how close you are to the lake, it could be sand, and it could do a good job. There is a cap that you can buy that looks like a cage. If you can imagine a muzzle on a dog, it sort of looks like that. It's shaped like that. It goes over the cap, and then it comes up, and it rounds out. It's got holes on it. So the idea is that it protrudes up from the base of the floor of that concrete, and so that if leaves were to rush down in there and go on, a little bit of water would still rise a little bit, but it would be able to cascade over the top of those leaves, because the snout of this thing, if you can picture that, is sticking up.
Right.
And that is something you can find at a plumbing supply house and maybe a home center, maybe a hardware store, but probably more at a plumbing supply house.
Good luck. Thanks for the call. 30 seconds left. Nancy, you had a question about your carpeting. What was that? You're on WGN. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you? Listen, Lou, this is a simple question. We have a wall-to-wall carpeting in our family room, and it's also going down our stairs from our kitchen to our family room. Our 5-year-old grandson lives with us, and there are lots of spills that happen. So we bought an area rug to place at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay, what about that, Lou? Real quick answer.
They got wet? Is it that it got wet
well,
at the bottom of the stairs?
Stuff spills
okay.
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's, here's the thing. If it's just rainwater and it's clean water, that can be extracted and cleaned. If you had a backup in your home that came up through the sewer line, through the floor drains, that is contaminated water. And while some places will tell you they can clean it and disinfect it, do not. Rip it out, throw it out, and replace it. Not worth it.
I'll leave you with that, Lou. That's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Listen for him Saturday morning starting at 7. Am I right, Lou?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.